Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC.
All right. Pleasure to welcome to the program. He is among the leading minds in sports medicine. He is based out of Santa Monica, California. His name is Dr. Rand McLean. Joins us now. Doctor, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us. First things first. Okay. NBA, NHL, Major League Baseball get the green light to start up. These athletes have been shut down for the last month. How long would it take them to be able to go out and play at a world-class level?
Well, good morning. And first, yeah, I think that we have to assume that Major League Baseball players should be in some modicum of shape at this point. But normally I'd say, you know, top condition in 6 weeks. But again, hopefully they haven't been slacking too much.
So 6 weeks.
Well, you could pick a number from anybody. Everyone's going to be different, and a different position is going to be different. A pitcher, for example, versus a catcher, et cetera. But I think that given my assumption, and I hope it's not too big an assumption, most of these guys should be ready. They, you know, even in the off season, I tell all my guys, you know, we have a new concept, active recovery. You should still be training at 60-70% of your max. And, you know, no one likes to show up out of shape. I mean, that's old days. So, yeah, they should be able to get back up to some modicum of tip-top shape in 6 weeks.
You know, I'm watching the Taiwan Baseball League play right now without fans and, you know, and no face masks or anything. They're playing baseball right now in Taiwan. They've been shut down since pretty much January. They started back up. Just the overall, like, what are some of the obstacles that you see from your position in starting sports back up in this country? Obviously, they're talking about doing it without fans, but what are some of the other obstacles from your point of view that you see being, hard for this to kind of start going again?
Well, I think focusing on the plus, baseball is a good choice because it's not really a contact sport. You can argue, okay, the base runner sliding into home, and that might happen, but it's not going to happen as frequently as two players banging underneath the boards in basketball. It's certainly not the same as in football where they're lining up across from one another. So, you know, there's a good chance that we can get away with it. The negatives are really more outside of baseball, where, you know, they're in some ways going to be in the same position as everyone else, where you have to use the same safeguards, but they're calling it a bubble or a biosphere. You're going to have to take some precautions with not only the players, but those around them, including, for example, the hotel employees, et cetera. And where you draw that line is open to discussion.
Dr. Rand McLean, a sports medicine scientist out of Santa Monica. All right, it seems, Doc, like a certainty that teams would stay together, be sequestered in hotels, and only go out to play. Under that scenario, if one team member, trainer, or coach tested positive for the coronavirus, would you have to shut down that team, or are there ways to work around that?
Well, I think, first of all, we have to understand that we're not going to eliminate all the risks. So we're trying to get to a place, theoretically, where we feel comfortable with a certain amount of risk. So when that happens, do you shut down the league? I don't think so. You take care like you would in, you know, outside of this bubble, and you isolate the infected person, and you try to determine with whom he or she, if it's, you know, a family member, has had contact, and isolate those people too. It's not going to be much different. And you could argue, and this remains to be seen, as time goes on and perhaps the restrictions are lifted outside, baseball might have tighter restrictions than the rest of the public at some point down the road. It's possible.
What are your athletes like when you talk to your athletes? What are their concerns? You know, how do they give me the juxtaposition of wanting to come back, wanting to play, wanting to be active, wanting to do the things they've spent their whole life doing, and the concern for coronavirus and all those things? Like, how are they balancing all that?
You know, I've heard the whole gamut. You've got guys that can't wait to get back in the game. Some guys that are almost ignoring it, thinking, this isn't a big deal, all the way up to, you know, well, I don't want to say the opposite, but what about family? Do I bring my family in? A lot of these guys don't have family, but the ones that do they get to come with me? Do I want them to come with me? There are really more other considerations besides just getting sick in the game of baseball themselves. The logistical issues that people are concerned with too, and for good reason, obviously.
You talk about them mentally, and I'm curious about this one because with the whole debate about, hey, let's get sports back, even if it means playing in front of empty arenas, empty ballparks. I think a lot of fans look at that and say, hey, I'll take whatever I can get. In talking to your athletes that you work with, how do you think where are they at mentally with the idea of going out and playing in front of nobody?
You know, I haven't broached that topic with any of my guys. You know, I think as a professional baseball player, you've dedicated your life to the sport. And I mean, even a weekend athlete, I don't think they would care whether it's on television or live that someone's watching. I think most guys just love playing the game. So again, I have to say, I haven't really brought that up with my guys, but that's just my feeling.
Do you have any sense or any prediction of when when we'll be kind of back to normalcy when it comes to sports and packing stadiums, or do you think this is going to forever change the landscape of the way we view sports and the way we consume our sports in this country?
It's a good question. I think it's going to depend upon the sport. As I alluded to earlier, I think football, hockey, those sports are going to have a tougher time getting through this, at least until we can develop, for example, a vaccine that's dependable and that we could use as a source of protection. The other sports, tennis, golf, not contact sports, less likely to have some spread. So they're going to be treated differently. And the rest of it's really up to what I refer to as politics or groupthink. When are we going to say, okay, we're comfortable with this amount of risk and we'll let, you know, this number of people into a grocery store now, or let, you know, this game be played because we think it's less of a contact sport? It's a tough call. But in general, and I refer back to the vaccine part of this, you're talking about 12, most likely 12, but possibly 18 months before we have a protective mechanism for this. And then we can assume it's just like anything else. Hey, you get your shots, you're less likely to get it. And so we're back into the pool, if you will. But, you know, in the meantime, there's also the possibility of having some treatment for this, which would also be a big breakthrough.
Dr. Rand McClain, thank you very much. Really appreciate the insight. Thank you.
My pleasure. Thanks, guys.
Dr. Rand McClain, a sports medicine, sports scientist operating out of Santa Monica. And
you work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.